I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 86 degrees. KSL's top story. Turns out Provo High School will have fans at its football game this Friday after all. With the move back to Orange tomorrow, if the team were to play in Provo, they wouldn't be allowed to have fans. Well, it's homecoming, and Sean Walker from KSL.com reports they asked their neighbors in Yellow Risk, Spanish Fork, hey, can we borrow your field?
School officials, district officials with the team and the school and everyone just reached out to Spanish Fork to see if they could host their game there. First, A, because it's their homecoming game and they're expecting a lot of alums to come to that game. They don't want to have to cancel all of that right away. And then also because Spanish Fork, they're outside of the Orange restriction area. And they're also playing this Friday on the road. So their field was open. There's a good working relationship between the two schools. And they moved it pretty quickly so that Provo High parents and alums can go to the game. Granted, a little bit further away, but still go to the game, support their kids.
You get that they're not playing against Spanish Fork. They're just using the field as they play Wasatch in their homecoming. So everybody will move to the next town owner over from the hot spot of Provo. Okay, that's the story in Provo. Masks will be required for everyone at that game because that's the rule in Spanish Fork and the rest of Utah County. So let's talk about this mask mandate. Will people actually follow it? Some residents believe that there's still going to be plenty of resistance to wearing masks. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The people we spoke with in Lehi say they will strive to follow the mask mandate, although they know a lot of people who will push back.
Because I come from a more conservative type situation, I hear more of the disagreement.
Some say people who don't wear them make a point not to, and others believe there will be some people who claim they can't wear one when they can.
I could just tell you I have a medical reason.
But Utah County Health Department spokesperson Aislinn Tolman-Hill says they can't enforce it by law, so she says they're encouraging business owners to make sure customers don't enter stores without a mask.
We're working on that, making those things available that businesses will be able to download.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:32. Changes are coming to a host of schools. Todd Fuchs has details.
Jeff, at least 8 schools in 3 different districts have to make huge changes because of COVID-19. The Canyon School District is switching Alta and Brighton to strictly online learning for the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Granite School District is closing Olympus and Granger Highs because they have more than 15 confirmed cases. District spokesman Ben Horsley says Skyline High is getting close to that number.
When you have 15 confirmed cases in a small school community, no matter how many overall people are in that community, you really actually have 40 or 50 potential cases that you don't even know about.
And the Alpine School District is moving to a hybrid schedule for Lone Peak, Orem, and American Fork, meaning students go to school 2 days a week. Protesters are clashing with police in Louisville, Kentucky right now after the grand jury announcement in the death of Breonna Taylor. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the protests are taking place in Louisville because no murder charges were filed against the officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. The announcement brought people out to the streets, among them Maya Williams.
We all tried to have faith, but it's hard to have faith when you like experience things like that and like nothing ever seems to change.
Others are chanting no justice, no peace, with some being arrested for clashing with police.
Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands
Mayor Greg Fisher is calling for calm and asking residents to work together to heal the racial divides.
Let's turn to each other, not on each other. Use your passion, your energy, and your commitment to shape the city that we all want.
The city is under a state of emergency with a curfew beginning at the top of the hour. The nation's top infectious disease expert is assuring Senate lawmakers that any coronavirus vaccine will be safe and effective regardless of any political pressure to rush. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling committee chair Lamar Alexander the vaccine development has been unusually rapid because of technological advances and all the money that's been thrown at it.
There's no cutting corners.
We're risking the taxpayers' money, but we're not risking safety and efficacy. Is that your testimony?
Yes, it is. That's absolutely correct.
The FDA commissioner telling lawmakers the FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that they would not feel comfortable giving to their own families. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A video claiming Joe Biden used a teleprompter in a recent interview is getting fact-checked. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
President Trump's son Eric retweeting the video of Biden sitting down with Telemundo's host Jose Diaz-Balart, suggesting Biden is caught using a teleprompter for his answers. In it, Biden looks away from the camera as he talks about no deportations in the first 100 days.
The only people who will be deported are people who committed a felony while here. That's number one. I lost that line.
Yeah, well, but that's good because we could talk you and I on that.
Biden was actually taking questions from potential voters on a nearby screen. The out-of-context video is when that video screen went dark, Biden not catching the last line of the question. Diaz-Balart has also said Biden's answers were not scripted. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Are you using a teleprompter, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely, every day.
KSL News Time is 6:35.
Yes, sir, there's no doubt. Ricky, what's happening on the roads? That wasn't written down, by the way.
All clear on the Salt Lake County freeways. That's the good news, but we do have a crash called out. This is going to be in Box Elder County, westbound I-84, 8 miles east of Snowville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, you hear my dog?
Yes.
This is what
Which one was
like.
It?
That's Lola.
It was Lola.
That's the little one, and the big one, Bean, is about to start up. Anyway, did you know that the word Macarena means mask up in Spanish? Okay, that's not true, but mask up if you don't. Well, you're not the first person to make a big deal about a little bit of cloth. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.